What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me on the phone right now, the very talented Mr. Adam Lambert. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well. And it was just announced you are back with Queen for a new tour this summer. Was it an easy decision, Adam, to go back out on the road?
Yes, it was like, you know, a no-brainer. I mean, we've had so much success all around the world. We did a North American tour a few years back, and it was incredible. And I remember there were a handful of my friends, for example, that didn't get to see it. So I thought, when I got this opportunity, you know what? This would be great. Let's do the entire country again for anybody that didn't see it the first time. And anybody that did, we decided, hey, you know what? Why don't we reinvent the whole show?
Absolutely.
Make it look different, pull some new songs that we haven't done together before, and give them a new treat.
So I was just going to ask, too, how is this show going to look different from the past tours? But you're going to mix up the set list? What's it going to look like?
The set list will definitely be like reassembled and some new elements there. And we've been sitting with designers and coming up with some new ideas. You know, we need it to look different. And I think the band's really excited about using some new technology and freshening up things a bit. And, you know, obviously the show is still going to be focused on the music and us on stage being those creating the music. But, it's going to use some new tricks, some new visuals, new lighting ideas, new staging ideas, a whole different dimension.
Are you planning on including any of your solo stuff?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of too early to tell. I mean, this tour isn't until June. So I'm actually in the studio right now. I'm starting the process of writing and recording some new stuff, but not sure exactly when that's all going to be finished. So it's definitely a possibility, but it just depends.
And what's life on the road like with Brian May and Roger Taylor? How do you guys spend downtime?
You know, it's really become a family, and I know that sounds kind of like a cliche thing to say, but they're so warm to me and so wonderful, and we have a lot of humor in common. We laugh a lot.
That's important.
And we spend a lot of time together. I mean, most meals are spent together. We're, you know, doing dinners. We travel together. You know, one of the perks of being, you know, an honorary member of this band now is that they travel in high style, so we get to board that private jet.
Nice, man, nice.
Definitely, well, more luxurious than my solo tour. But
Keep you humble.
Yes, exactly. I go back to like the tour bus, and I'm like, right.
Well, you've got some cool VIP packages this tour, including one ticket actually on stage. Is that true? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we have like a little area set up that's like an on-stage sort of like VIP box, and it's quite fun too. When I'm on stage, I can go over there and play to that section. You know, and it's really up close and personal, so it's quite a ticket to get.
Yeah, I bet, man. That's very cool. And Adam, there's a lot of talk right now of a Freddie Mercury biopic and all kinds of casting rumors. Of course, would you ever consider taking on that role? And if not, who would you like to see play Freddie?
Well, I mean, from what I understand, I think it's been announced that Bryan Singer's directing the film, and Rami Malek is playing Freddie, the guy from Mr. Robot. And I think it's brilliant. You know, I've talked to the band about it. They're so excited. You know, he's a really special actor with an amazing presence. And I'm excited to see how this film turns out. You know, I'm a big Bryan Singer fan. I think he's an incredible director and a friend, actually. And we spoke about it, and he is so passionate and excited about this project. So I think it's going to get the treatment it deserves, and Freddie and the band's legacy will be, you know, really kept intact. And I think it's going to be a story that people are going to really love.
And also raise the awareness level for new fans out there, help you guys even more with the tour. So good timing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I think it'll give people some context.
You know, I
think it's awesome.
Now, what's going on with your solo music? Any plans to get back in the studio and focusing on that?
Yes, you know, I've actually just started. I had my first official writing session for this new project this last week, and I'm getting the juices are flowing. The ideas are getting jotted down, and I'm really excited. I think it's going to feel a little different than what I've done in the past.
So, nice, man.
I'm not one to repeat myself. I like to kind of change it up and explore new things. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, with that said, a few months back, you were part of that Fox revival of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Could we see more theater productions from you in the future?
Potentially. I mean, I had such a good time on Rocky Horror. It was, you know, I've only done a handful of on-camera projects. You know, I did Glee, which was, you know, kind of in a similar world. And then this Rocky Horror project, I have my hopes set on maybe doing some more movie musical work. I think that would be really exciting.
What about Broadway? Would you ever consider? Do you have a favorite musical?
Well, the world I came from. So I started out doing, I was in Wicked for a few years, and that was all before American Idol. So it's definitely, I have so many friends in that community, people that I've done shows with in the past, and I love going to see theater in New York. So who knows? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the time will come.
Yeah, right on. Well, it's always nice to catch up with you, man. OnWithMario.com for all the Queen and Adam Lambert tour dates. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Lambert. Thanks for calling in today, man.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
You too, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.